Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Daily Dose of Daf audio version, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 9, talking about timing, prioritizing our time. The Mishnah says, one must not sit down before a barber to have his hair cut near the time of Mincha, the afternoon prayer, until he has prayed. Prayer comes first. Similarly, one may not enter a bathhouse or a tannery, nor may he start to eat, nor may he judge a case until he prays. Yet if he began any of the above, he does not need to interrupt that which he is doing in order to pray, but one must interrupt for the reading of the Shema, but not for prayer. Many times we have so many different things we want to do, so many different things we want to accomplish, and so many things we want to complete, but really we should prioritize our time. The first thing we should do is really pray. We should be part of the minyan. If we can't make it to a minyan, we should pray before doing anything else. A lot of times if people have to pray and have to do it at work, they should do that first before anything else they do at work, and do what you can to be able to do that. It's also about prioritizing our needs, prioritizing things at home. When it comes to family, family always should come first, especially the spouse, even more than the children. We have to prioritize our spouse. That is our life partner. That is our Ezer Kenegdo, a part of our soul. And then attend to the needs of the children, and then attend to the house things. A lot of times we're running to do house things. We're running to do things, house projects, home projects, car projects. Really make sure everything is taken care of in terms of your wife and kids. Then worry about the house things. And when it comes to prayer, make sure prayer is done first. Do your learning first. Even if I can't do the whole daf, listening to the shir by Rabbi Rosner, I try to listen to a little bit before going about the rest of the day, because we want to prioritize Torah. We want to prioritize tefillah and prioritize tzedakah right when you get money. Give that check right away, the 10%, or if you can give more, great. And then go about everything else. Because when we prioritize and we put things in the right order, Hashem also, God willing, will make sure that everything is orderly to us in the right fashion. So when we prioritize prayer, we prioritize Torah, and we prioritize our families, everything else will come in place after the first priorities are done. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 10 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.